This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One of the people involved in the mortgage crisis, former Goldman Sachs Vice President Fabrice Tour, you may remember him as Fabulous Fab, has been found liable for fraud by the SEC. Our own Stacey Vanek Smith has been covering the case, and she joins us. Thanks, Stacey.
Hi, Lizzie.
So, remind us of the details of this case. What was he charged with?
Yes. Well, Fabrice Tour, or Fabulous Fab, as he's sometimes called, he was a trader at Goldman Sachs. And back in 2007, around the height of the housing bubble, Tour apparently put together a package of subprime mortgage securities. And he apparently knew that those investments were going to fail. He had people invest in them, and they did fail. And then in 2010, the Securities and Exchange Commission sued Tour for securities fraud.
Stacey, this is the government's first win against an individual from the financial crisis. How significant is it?
Well, that's true, Lizzie, and I think it is significant. Back in 2009, the commission went after a couple of fund managers at Bear Stearns, and it lost. And since then, the SEC's brought dozens of cases against companies, but most of them have been settled without admissions of wrongdoing. And this is the first guilty verdict that the SEC has gotten. SEC lawyers have been calling Tour the face of Wall Street greed, and I think kind of painting him as symbolic of the carelessness and arrogance that contributed to the financial crisis.
On the other hand, he's one guy. He wasn't that senior. We're not talking about Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs here. So there were lots of other people making bad decisions. What about them?
Yes, Lizzie, that's really true. He was just a trader at Goldman Sachs. The SEC went after Goldman Sachs, the company. It settled with the SEC for $550 million, but it didn't admit to any wrongdoing. Tour wanted to clear his name, but you're totally right. The SEC didn't go after CEO Lloyd Blankfein or any of the other higher-ups. I asked Joe Grunfest about that. He's a professor of law and business at Stanford. He's also a former commissioner of the SEC. And I asked him why regulators singled out a low-ranking guy and didn't go after the executives.
One of the reasons, I think, very simply, is he generated the juiciest email as the prosecutors attempting to optimize the chance that they will actually win the case as opposed to getting to the essential and ultimate truth of the case.
In other words, the SEC fights the fights it thinks it can win to some extent. And the evidence they had against Tour himself was very strong.
All right, Stacey, obviously the SEC says, yay, we got a big case here. This is a win for us. How significant is it really for them?
Well, you know, I think it is and it isn't. A lot of people had criticized the SEC for being a little bit toothless in the wake of the financial crisis. But as we spoke about earlier, I mean, Fabrice Tour is a kind of a low-level trader. He's not one of the big guys. And we're getting to the point where these cases aren't going to be able to be brought anymore. The SEC is hitting up against its 5-year statute of limitations pertaining to the financial crisis.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith. Stacey, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.